Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
So today's episode is with Miss Tasha Rose of Tasha Rose Remedies, who I am convinced is the only reason why I'm the only one that didn't get sick. It's because I take her daily victory elixir. So she's going to talk all about how she's created these wonderful natural remedies for a lot of different
ailments
is better. But while we're talking about that and taking care of ourselves, we are going to talk to you about the American Heart Association, right, Jenna?
Of course. So who is the American Heart Association, you ask?
Please
tell me. You've probably heard of the American Heart Association. They're a relentless force dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke with a mission to bring the world longer and healthier lives.
And they're here to give us a workout for the next 60 seconds, vocally for me and Jenna and physically for you. Why? Because millennial women deprioritize their health and that needs to change. So what better time to start than now?
Exactly. So keeping it simple, if you're sitting down right now, stand up. And if you sit back down, stand up one more time, and you've officially done some squats. There you go.
Brava.
Yeah.
Standing for an hour burns way more calories than sitting. And if you're already on your feet, pacing back and forth through the rest of this episode, keep at it.
Keep at it, you guys. So we're standing up in the studio for the rest of the episode. That's exactly what
we're
doing.
That's a lie.
And total lie. Or maybe we're sitting, which is true, and lying, but I'm pretty sure we're standing up. Wow. Okay.
So let's just finish this off. Let's keep pace. And maybe sitting down and standing up in a rhythmic pattern of a squat, we just want the beautiful heart of yours to be used. So check out some more facts on the American Heart Association's website by visiting heart.org and
start making some moves.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello and welcome to Mama Said. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Jenna.
And we have a really cool show today because we're talking about natural remedies. That's something I know nothing about.
Zip, zero, zilch.
I
want to know about
public enemy number one to natural people. So I'm very interested to all of this.
Me too.
But let's get into our win fails.
Mommy win. Mommy fail.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
My fail, I'm going to try to make it quick. I lost my shit in front of my kids.
About what?
We were going to visit my parents they live in Paradise Cove,
in a place in Malibu.
And we were stuck at we were in the middle on a left-hand turn and the light turned red and we were stuck there. So oncoming traffic was going to hit us, obviously, or wasn't going to be able to go unless we pulled in, and there was not a lot of room because they were turning cars away. And when you're a resident, you get to still go in, but there's a cafe, like you could get turned away. So we had to pull next to a car and someone got very mad at us. And I was like, and I rolled down the window hi, I'm so sorry, you're a resident. We had to go. And he lost his temper, came into our window. I lost my temper and I was not driving. Neil was. And I was like, we had to make a left-hand turn. We were going to get hit. It was just like so weird, but it escalated really fast. I'm not proud of the way I handled it because I could have just like ignored and been like, what a fool. Of course we had to make a left. We would have been stuck in the intersection. But instead I like duked it out with him and Milo was really scared. Daisy was crying. And I felt like I had to defend myself. And like in hindsight, why did I have to do that?
Because you're a human being. And
yeah, but it wasn't good. And then
an escalated situation.
And then we got like flagged and they're like, what's the problem? Like when we finally got through and I was like, oh my God. Like, but anyway, it was fine. It just, Milo was frightened and I don't like seeing his face like that.
Yeah.
And he was a bit aggressive the whole day. So
I wouldn't place that on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I could have done better. So okay. It's a learning okay. experience.
There it is.
And my win for this week is that my husband goes out of town a lot, and he's going to be away, and I'm just preparing ahead of time for someone to help me for childcare. I'm setting things up, so I'm not going to be in the middle of this hellish week alone by myself and being like, I don't have anyone to babysit, I don't have anyone to watch while I go to the market, and so I'm taking steps to really set some stuff up, so
good.
I'm not gonna be screwed. Yeah,
you don't like taking your kids to the market?
I usually do, but and I have been the past few months.
Like, even sometimes when my nanny's there and I have to go grocery shopping, I'll be like, I'm going to take the boys. I'll be back.
It's not – Milo's not like – after a few minutes, he's like, get me out of here. And he stands up and – yeah.
Got
he
him.
Won't – so I have to put him in the big section because he will run from me. So it's not that fun for me.
Got it. I get it. I get it. Okay. All right. My win fails. My fail – is I really find, like, it's become excessive, like, the amount of lying I'm doing to Bo, pretty
yeah.
much, of just, like, why things aren't – we can't do things, or why things – like, I'm really just not being honest, like, at all. Like, oh, like, if I just didn't feel like doing something, sorry, buddy, they're closed, or it's
too hot. I do it all the time. I do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, but it just feels like it's been a lot for me, and I don't know. I feel,
maybe
like, slightly
tired.
Guilty. For sure I'm tired, but it's just to get through the day, and I just – it's one of the things I'm not proud of, because I just feel like I should just be honest, but I haven't been.
Right.
My win is that I've actually had multiple moments of really sitting back and appreciating my kids this week. Mm-hmm. And I liked that. Like, just really appreciating, even when Jack is being a wild fucking animal, just being like, but you're so much spirit and so mm-hmm. much joy, and you're so funny.
Yeah.
And even Bo, when and also the two of them together, like being silly and laughing
yeah,
together. Like, I've just taken a moment and been like, how cool is it? Like, to the point mm-hmm. where I was like, Cutter, take a picture right
yes.
now. Like, I'm so bad at capturing moments. And so, yeah, I take that as my win, that I've just really been able to enjoy the two of them.
You've been able to take it in.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, so with all that, we are going to be right back with Tasha Rose of Tasha Rose Remedies to talk all about how to do the more natural approach when it comes to the everyday things that we can either need
or
the illnesses that come up all the time with having little ones. So
she's an elixir wizard. You'll hear all about it.
Ooh, I like that.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
So the way each child learns is very unique, especially in subjects like math. I was really, really good at English. I was really good at history. Math was not my strong subject. Yes, it was very, very hard for me. It still is today. I still freeze up. And I really wish that there was something like Mathnasium that my parents would take me to so I could feel like I was killing the game in math.
Yes.
It was really hard for me, and I needed some help. And so here is this amazing company called Mathnasium. It's the authority on math education for grades 2 through 12, and with over 1,000 franchise locations worldwide.
And it's perfect for all kids, whether they need to get caught up in math or if they're advanced and you want them to stay ahead. And Mathnasium provides face-to-face instruction.
That's amazing.
It works to build strong foundational skills, develop critical thinking, and boost grades and test scores, giving kids confidence in math and confidence in life.
Exactly. So again, I wish I had that confidence when I was in, fourth, fifth, when it started getting really hard in fourth and fifth grade for me. So you guys, please check out Mathnasium. More than 500,000 parents trust this company to help their kids get caught up or ahead in math.
So now it's your turn. Go to mathnasium.com/mama today to learn more about their programs, or call 877-343-MATH.
That's mathnasium.com/mama, or call 877-343-MATH.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All right, we're back. Our guest today is Tasha Rose. A lover of plants since a young age, while in her 20s and feeling a bit off with no idea why, she began to research tirelessly and started to heal herself in this process. And she learned about the power of food, and herbs. And since then, she did a 2-year advanced apprenticeship with the Gaia School of Healing and then became a mentor there. Then, like many of us have happened to us, she became a mother and inspiration hit. Enter Tasha Rose Remedies. Effective, organic, and great tasting cold and flu pre- and postnatal remedies with ingredients you can know and understand. Please welcome Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just took some of your delicious remedy, and it is good tasting.
I'm really happy you think so.
Yes. Okay, so I know I, like, summarized your life, basically, but would you mind sort of getting into more detail about your journey into this all and what kind of led you to Tasha Rose Remedies?
You know, it's so much easier looking back and seeing, like, this is how I got here. Right. Rather than when you're in the middle of it.
Of course.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, good.
In my early mid-20s, I was just feeling really tired and bloated and sick all the time and so lethargic. Like, that was one of the main things. And I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know a ton about food. I researched. Nothing really made sense. And no matter what I was doing, nothing really helped. And then all of a sudden, a friend said to me, maybe you have candida. And I had never heard that word before, but something in me just resonated. And I was like, yes. I just knew that that was it. Yeah. It's just like, my mom had it, and like, your symptoms sound similar. And this was at a wedding. I was out of town for this. But when I got home, I was like,
Research was on.
And everything I was reading was validating it and made sense. And so I learned what kale was, and I learned what spirulina was, and, you know, omegas and essential fatty acids. And I learned a lot about nutrition that way, and how food can really heal us and help us. Or it could be, you know, the slowest kind of poison.
Yes.
Right.
And so I went on this very strict diet and just really kind of...
So you ended up having candida.
Yeah. And it was like stage 3 or 4.
Can you explain what candida is really quickly?
I had it.
You did? It's not fun.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Yeah. Maybe I have it. I always feel allergic.
It's like really overproduction of yeast, right?
Yes, in your intestines.
Wow.
So... if you eat anything sugary, your stomach or your intestines just really bloat up, and it gets very uncomfortable, and there can be, like, a lot of digestive issues. You can get moody. I was very sensitive to smells, got headaches really easily.
Wow.
Like, feel off balance. Like, the symptoms are very varied, you know, like, when you have a headache or, like, lose your balance, you don't think it's because of something you've eaten.
Right.
but you literally have all this fungus growing inside you, and it's kind of really throwing your entire system off balance. So
how do you get checked for it?
It makes sense that you're losing your balance.
Yes.
I don't know. What symptoms did you have?
Very similar. And I did a blood test, and then they did, like, it was as simple as before even the blood test. I remember the doctor I went to was like, stick out your tongue, and she could see that there was like an excess of like white film.
Yeah.
And she's like, you look like you have some like yeast in there. Mm-hmm. And so it was just shifting the diet. And do you want to talk about the diet for some people at home that might be being like, oh, that might sound like me.
That sounds like me right now. I'm very off balance, but I also am suffering from sinus infection situation. So that could be it.
It could be that
but
too, yeah.
It's interesting. I'm going to think about this.
Yeah. So there is a book that I got by Linda Page. She's a very well-known naturopath, and she basically writes out, like, don't eat this. You can eat all of these things. And, like, take these supplements, you know, or she gives a whole list of supplements and, like, choose the ones that you feel drawn to. And so because it had been 4 months of really feeling awful every day, I was very committed because I just didn't want to feel like that anymore. And within 2 weeks, I felt so much better that I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like, I'm so happy that I found that book. And that one was, like, my savior.
So what – it's cutting out gluten, dairy, sugar.
No gluten, no dairy, like, no fruit, even like no vinegar or fermented foods, which I don't know. Now I know a lot more about probiotics and fermentation. Like, I don't know if that's necessary for everybody, but right. for me at the time, it helped.
And did you slowly integrate those foods back in after you felt better? Or is it just these are still things that you don't incorporate anymore?
I mean, this was over 15 years ago now, so my digestion is much stronger, and I'm very grateful for that. But it took a while. It took, like, when I would eat sugar, I would get, like, the nastiest gas.
Well, the best part of having kids is you can blame your gas on them.
This is long before kids.
That's funny. Well, you know, it happens. It's body. I hate the fact that we have to feel embarrassed about, like, just our body processing things. But if it can be avoided, cut out the sugar, I guess.
No sugar, no farts.
It's better now. But it was probably a good 5 to 7 years before I could feel comfortable
indulging
and
every
confident,
once in a while.
Like, not worrying too much about what I was eating. But I also opened my eyes to a whole new way of eating that made me feel so much better that I pretty much stuck with that. Like, eating the rainbow and eating whole foods. And I learned so much more about vegetables, which was great.
That's great. Okay, so which has led you all to the Tasha Rose remedies.
Yes.
And so you started this after you had your first child?
I did the apprenticeship before I got pregnant, a few years beforehand. And I had always loved plants, like always wanted to be in nature, even though I didn't know too much about vegetables.
Yeah. It goes beyond that.
But flowers, yes, loved those.
Yeah.
But I did the apprenticeship, and then that really just kind of rekindled a love of making things for myself. And then when I had my daughter, or when I was pregnant, I was like, I don't want to buy medicine for her at CVS.
Right.
Right.
Or even Sprouts or Whole Foods.
Like, yeah.
I know how to make this, and I know that I can make it better and feel so good about what my daughter is going to have, and myself and my husband. And then friends just started asking me for it, and I was like, oh, this could be business.
Yes. So what are the products that you have available right now?
My best sellers are the kids' elderberry syrup, which is alcohol-free. Adults can take it, too. That's the one I usually take just because I keep that one stocked for my daughter.
And you use that for?
That you want to take at the first sign of cold, cough, or flu. Elderberry is one of nature's strongest and best antivirals. Mm. And then I almost always add a local raw honey into everything I'm making and a raw apple cider vinegar. So there's also, it's like full spectrum antimicrobial properties. Mm.
Do you make it at your house?
No, I have a kitchen where I make it. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so you have the elderberry, and then you have, you gave us this Victory Elixir, and that's daily, right?
Yeah, the dose on that one is much smaller, and the main ingredients are adaptogens, which help really balance every system of your body. It was a word that I didn't know before my apprenticeship. And when I learned about adaptogens, I was like, why doesn't everybody know about these?
Yeah.
Never heard about
know
them.
No.
Yeah.
Never
heard of them. So, like, the definition, if you, like, really think about it, you're like, oh, my God, why doesn't everybody know about these and take them? Adaptogens help to modulate every single system of your body. Hmm. So modulate means if it's overactive or underactive, it brings it into balance.
Oh. And so maybe I can get rid of this, like, synthetic thyroid medication that I'm on?
I would love that. Mm.
Me too.
Do you have people who have taken your your drops and your elixirs and have weaned themselves off of meds before?
I haven't anybody specifically reach out to me and say that. But if you're listening and you have, let me know.
Yeah,
I would love to
well,
know.
That's the goal. And you said that this is a great thing also to give to our kids when they're thinking about entering preschool or entering back into that school year, all the germs, all the sicknesses that are going to be flying around.
Yeah, because sometimes over the summer we get like, you know, there's not as much cold or flu or like viruses going around or infections. But when they go back to school, it's just like... everything's everywhere. So the Victory Elixir works cumulatively and most effectively when you take it daily. And like I said, the dose is really small. So just a couple, like an eighth or a quarter of a teaspoon every day really helps to fortify and make the immune system more resilient so it can handle being faced with pathogens.
And so, and you said it was safe for kids after the over one year old.
Yeah.
Okay, so
because
Sweet Victory, elderberry, is there anything else?
Those are my two main ones, and then I have a few variations of elderberry syrups as well. One that's specifically for a dry, like cough and throat, where it just feels like everything's very scratchy and inflamed in there, and that's full of like demulcent mucilaginous herbs that really help to soothe and coat the throat. Just like, you know, like when you can't swallow because there's no saliva back there. Like, this really helps that situation.
I think people are so quick to shove, like, even for adults, like NyQuil down your throat and medicines which aren't necessarily great for us. So there
That's me. And so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we had a lot of listeners write in some questions of advice for you. I feel like your remedies are going to help them and answer a lot of those questions.
So.
But I think we all would love to know the alternatives because it could be daunting. That's the reason why somebody like me just hasn't turned to it because it's just more – it feels easier to do that. But then there's people like you that have amazing Etsy shops that are doing
the
hard work
for
us. Exactly. So let's take a quick break and we're going to come back and answer hopefully all of your questions. Okay, I want to talk about my experience with Family Album. So, you know, I live so far away from all of my family.
Yeah.
And, like, having to keep up with remembering to send both moms the photos and the grandma and everybody and my brother and everybody and then being in trouble because I didn't post someone's recital. Like, when Beau had his performance at school, like, his little play that he put on and I took the video, but, like, how do I send via a text or an email a 3.5-minute video? I just downloaded it right to the Family Album app, and there it was for everybody to see.
So easy.
Family Album to the rescue. It is a family-focused photo sharing app that offers unlimited storage for photos and videos and will even tell you your child's age in each memory if you input their birthday. How great is that? It's a perfectly organized way for you to share, and your family can sign on and be part of this app, and you can share it. And they can see all the photos.
Exactly. It's basically like, you know, your own little social media network specifically for you and your family. So it's perfect. And it's so good for, you know, everyone in the family, your aunts, your uncles, your sisters, and even the grandparents.
Yes.
They enjoy it too.
It's easy to use. It organizes all the special memories with your loved ones into a photo or a video collage that you can save, share, and celebrate. Plus, they create 1-second highlight video collages every 3 months. So there's new videos to watch and look forward to and remember.
And unlike so many other apps, there are no ads on this one.
And it's completely free with unlimited storage.
Free.
So what are you waiting for? Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app for the iPhone or Android today, or check them out online at
family-album.com.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we are back. All right, we've got a list of questions, so please don't feel too pressured here. This is all good. Okay, the first one was cough medication, and we just talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have your variations of the elderberry syrup, so which can address all different types of colds and coughs.
Yes, really sort of any infection. There's the one for the dry cough that I was talking about, and then I also have a congestion and cough relief where it feels like you have that deep chest congestion when you like hacking cough and you can't get the phlegm up.
Yes.
Filled with expectorants. It really helps to expel all of that mucus.
Can you use it on babies?
Those ones do, so not for kids under one. The dry cough and the congestion relief both do have brandy in them, not very much, but that's just a personal preference of if you want to give your kid something with alcohol or not. Personally, I have given them to my daughter, and I just alternate one dose of that one and one of the kids' elderberry without the alcohol. So she's getting some of those specific herbs that can help the situation.
What about constipation in little ones?
For babies, it's so hard when they're constipated.
I know.
It's so sad.
What about for adults?
Well, I remember my doctor, Jack, had such bad constipation. He told me to give him a little bit of diluted apple juice, and it worked like a charm. Yeah, it did. I mean, because I didn't want to start giving him Miralax and things like that, you know,
at such a young age. I always thought apple was a constipator. That's so funny.
I've heard.
Apparently not. Or prune juice.
The foods that start with peas. So like prunes, plums, peaches. That those are supposed to help. I mean, they're all very high in fiber.
I think juices. Right. Something in a
I don't know. I literally gave him some diluted apple juice. So I don't know if you had anything else thinking about constipation, but it's really more. Because he hadn't started solids yet.
Oh,
so that's why I wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah, if he hadn't started solids, I feel like it's probably something you're eating that maybe they're allergic
to
or like sensitive to. If it was breastfeeding or if it's formula fed, like something in the formula.
Yeah.
Just trying to – that's a hard one because then you have to try and pinpoint what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think grape water is helpful.
Yes, grape water was like every
hiccup. I used that so much for Milo. I didn't use it once.
Really? Oh, we love our grape water.
Do you guys think it's, speaking of hiccup, every time Daisy cracks up, she gets the hiccups?
Really?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It's cute, but then I'm wondering, like, is that weird?
Every time she laughs. Interesting. Let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have to ask the doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not worried, but it's really weird. Like,
what about fevers? Because I'm the one that's really quick to just grab the Tylenol when they've got a fever.
So my opinion, and this is just me,
of course,
is that a fever like 101 or less is a good thing. Because a fever means that your body is fighting the infection.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're shutting off the natural defenses of your body's ability to fight the infection. So how are you going to overcome
it? Yes.
So for me, I don't think a fever is a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. Obviously, once you get up to like 103, like that gets scary. When I hit that mark with my daughter, we go and we use the Tylenol.
Got it. Yeah. Great. No, that's a great barometer to have. Do you know what I mean? Because like I said, I'm so quick to seeing like 100 up, I'm going to give them some Tylenol.
I kind of gauge it actually on the way they're feeling. Like if she has 102 and she's okay, like I don't like
you let it ride
if
it out.
She's acting okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, if it was 102, I would probably give her anyway. But like, if it was like 100, 101, and she was okay. But if also like if she was 101 or like even 100, and she was like literally miserable, I probably would give Tylenol.
Yeah.
I think it also depends what it's from. Like the other week, my daughter's 2, and she was getting her molars in, and she ended up getting a fever that was only 101.5, but she was just in so much pain.
Yeah.
So we did give her Tylenol.
That was my question, though, teething. What do you know any – like, I just feel like a lot of the natural things don't work. Like, it just feels like – I don't know. Maybe I'm trying the wrong one, so that's why I'm asking you.
I feel like they've been helpful for us.
Which one?
We love the homeopathic Camilla drops. And then I also give her the homeopathic tablets of chamomile – and belladonna.
I thought belladonna was not good.
A lot of people think it's not, but like, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's like one incident out of like thousands of years of use that people got really blown out of proportion.
Oh, really? It's interesting.
That's what happens a lot of the time, I feel like.
Because I pop those little pills in Milo's mouth like no other.
Yeah.
And I still give them to my daughter, and I do feel like they work. Another thing that's wonderful for fevers is elderflower tea. Mm. So the elder bush makes flowers and then makes the berries.
Can you grow this type of bush in your backyard?
Absolutely. It grows all over.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, get a picture.
It's really pretty, like. Too. The elder flowers and the berries grow in clusters and they're beautiful.
Oh.
But so a weak infusion of elder flower tea is really good for helping them.
Ooh. Like even in just a bottle, fever. You can drink mm-hmm. it. Great.
This is so pretty. It looks
and
like
also
jasmine.
Lemon. It does kind of, but the flowers are much smaller.
Yeah. Oh, they're so pretty.
Lemon water is cooling. And just like
for
a
fever.
Cool mm-hmm. compress or like putting yeah. them in a tub.
Yes. Yeah, so I've done cold baths when we've had, he had, I'm blanking on that really bad virus the kids get where they get the red rash on the tummy after the virus is already in
oh,
them.
Oh, like fifth disease or
yeah,
like
and
roseola.
Yeah, he was at like 104, 105. Maybe it was roseola. Yeah. And we had to do so many cold baths for him. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, what about an ear infection that's so common?
If you can catch it at the beginning, and usually the ear infections, I feel like, stem from having congestion in the sinuses or okay. the lungs, and then the pressure builds up, and that's what causes the ear infection. Mm. I learned this the hard way this winter when she got her first ear infection. If you can catch it at the beginning, doing like a chest rub, Maddie's is a nice company that makes them, like eucalyptus and frankincense and lavender, and putting that on their feet too.
Mm.
And then there's a mullein and garlic ear oil where you can put a drop in their ear too. It really helps with that ear infection or like defeating it if it catches at the beginning.
Right.
But if yeah. it goes too far, you've got to go to the antibiotics yeah. usually.
Let's talk about eczema.
Oh, that's a good question.
I haven't had experience with that, thankfully. I know one of my friends who's a mom, she got it with her third, and she uses like coconut oil with a cedarwood essential oil.
I have it so bad with Jack. That's really good too.
And rubs it all over him every night after.
So coconut oil and cedarwood.
Cedarwood essential oil.
Essential oil. Are there any essential oils that are not safe to use? Are they all safe to use?
For kids?
Yeah.
You always want to do very diluted, especially for like very young kids.
Yeah.
There's probably some that people would say aren't safe. I'm not an expert in essential oils.
Yeah. Right.
But I use lavender a lot with yeah. my daughter and chamomile and vetiver and a sleep spray. And when she's sick.
A sleep spray?
Mm-hmm.
You spray
like
it in
pillow?
Her room?
I just like spray it over her bed when she goes to bed.
And it helps her sleep better.
Mm-hmm, like aromatherapy.
Great.
Yeah. And I have a diffuser that I use mm-hmm. when she's sick, and I'll put frankincense and eucalyptus.
I love that name,
that
frankincense.
I have frankincense in my nightstand, and I put it on my wrists and my ankles every night before I go to bed.
Wow. You do?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like on my spine. I don't know why some doctor told me to do that one time. Huh.
What did they tell you it would help?
It would just help like, sort of balance me. So I have MS, so sometimes I can feel a little out of balance and spastic and just sort of like out of myself. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I'm dealing with – like I almost like come out of it because I'm so uncomfortable in my own body and it kind of grounds me.
You into your body.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
What about anxiety? Do you know any – is there any kind of natural remedy for anxiety? Other, I guess essential oils, right? They're saying having that, like, diffused in your home.
Mm-hmm. Like, lavender is very calming and balancing for the nervous system. I really love adaptogens. So what were you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The victory elixir.
Like, yeah.
They yeah, bring really it back just, to these elixirs.
They really help to fortify every system of your body. And oftentimes – just holding your kid and taking a deep breath and then like asking them if they can take a deep breath, that's never going to hurt.
Yeah. No, you know? I love that. What about allergies?
Like seasonal allergies or
yeah.
food allergies?
Any kind of allergies. Kind of allergy. Yeah.
All allergies.
This is a like, mama question.
Do any of your elixirs like help with allergies?
The victory elixir does help with seasonal
well, honey,
allergies.
Honey, right? Local honey is supposed to really help you with seasonal stuff,
yeah, if you have
stuff,
hay
right?
fever or seasonal allergies, your local honey is wonderful for that because it has all of the natural pollens in it already. Right. So it's like a micro dose, similar to how homeopathy works, where mm-hmm. your body gets exposed to it. I recommend the Victory Elixir for seasonal allergies too. Like if you can predict when your seasonal allergies mm-hmm. typically start a few weeks beforehand, just tripling the dose for 2 weeks and then resuming the single daily dose oftentimes really helps.
That's
with
really
that
helpful. Migraines.
Masturbating.
I did not see that coming from you, Tasha, and I love it.
Wait. If you catch it early, I feel like that's the best sulfur.
Because it, like, just releases my lies.
Yeah, because the migraine is such, like, an intense...
This will be our teaser
that
for
was
this
cold.
Episode.
Yes.
An intense,
oh my God.
Like,
what
stuck
helps migraines?
Energy.
Masturbating.
Also,
I'm writing that in the Facebook post for this episode. That was brilliant.
Peppermint essential oil is really good for headaches and migraines. Yeah, besides that.
Wow. Don't tell my husband.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
I want to be like, I have a migraine, babe. Can you take the kids? He's like, no. We need a sitter. I need to help you.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Okay, my last question before, I just want to ask you a little bit more about your products. Are vitamins worth it? Like, is it more important, or is it more beneficial to get it from the food? Obviously, but like, are vitamins really giving us enough once they're all like broken down? I struggle with this a lot about like taking a ton of supplements because I feel like it would be, it's got to be simpler.
I don't take any.
You don't.
You wouldn't take any unless your doctor was like, you are so deficient in XYZ,
but you're probably
right?
not because you eat very well balanced. Yeah. You have your sweet victory. Like,
yeah. I mean, like you were saying, I think the best line of defense against deficiencies is to really make sure you're eating the rainbow and mm-hmm. eating whole foods and eating as local as possible. That being said, like, the soil is so much more depleted than it used to be, and mm-hmm. so the nutritional value of foods is oftentimes less than it used to be, which is so sad. I just launched this summer a nourishing elixir that's all for that.
I need it.
Yeah. It's so good. Yes. It sold out the first.
Did it really?
Sold out like so fast in like 10 days. So
wow.
There's more coming.
Great.
You should make like a sex elixir.
Yeah. So like, what else do we have coming? Yeah,
should we
please.
Help you?
Can
like,
you help my libido?
Yeah. Let's get horny. Let's get horny with Tasha Rose.
There's the name of your podcast.
Help with everything.
Oh my God. What is like a berry or that you know of that like helps with sex drive situations?
There's lots of plants that are aphrodisiacs, like vanilla.
That's what I meant.
Cacao.
Oh, no wonder Neil's so attracted to me when I wear my vanilla perfume.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla is like an intense aphrodisiac. Think about like how good it makes you feel when you smell it.
Yeah.
Some chocolate.
And chocolate. Cacao is like such heart medicine.
Ooh.
And yeah. Those are like my two faves.
Do you ever put those things in your elixirs? Like any, or that's not
we're
like,
asking you to make an elixir to help us want to have sex again.
I'll put this in the notes for future right. products yes. for sure.
I think you'll
you
sell
have two
out.
People that will buy multiple bottles yeah. right here.
Damiana is another of my favorite plants for libido and aphrodisiac, and you can take some and infuse it into red wine, and it tastes so
good. Wow, that's
good.
Like a double whammy right there.
Quick question before we wrap it up. Do you have in your kitchen, do you have these plants growing, or you like buy the plants from a certain source and then you like cut them up and straight? How is that
question.
Process of making an elixir?
So
I like that.
I'm a little ashamed to say that despite or in spite of my deep love of plants, I don't have a very green thumb.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I feel like
no one said you have to be a farmer.
Assumes that I do.
No, you're knowledgeable. You can't do everything
right
Tasha.
Now. And I have one cucumber growing that's like crooked. And I'm like, oh, I like those funky cucumbers.
Yeah,
but
it's
not supposed to be a funky one.
Oh, okay. It should have been straight.
Okay. There's like a whole company around the not so cute vegetables, like
the ugly produce. Yeah. Yeah.
Imperfect produce. I get that box every week.
Really?
Yeah. I subscribe. I get imperfect produce every week.
So ideally in the future, I'll have a farm and I'll employ other people that have wonderful, beautiful green thumbs that will grow the elderberry.
Like Natasha Beck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have talked to her about planting some elderberries, actually.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And shout out to her because she's who introduced us. So I'm so grateful to her. I love her so much. So I buy my herbs in bulk and dried already.
Mm, so cool. Yeah.
Okay. So are there any other, products that you can tell us about of yours? And then also please let our listeners know how to find you and all of these wonderful things that we can heal and treat ourselves with and our children.
So I quickly mentioned
our libidos, just kidding.
I quickly mentioned the nourishing elixir. Yes. And I formulated that for my second pregnancy, which I'm going through right now, just really being able to get as many vitamins and minerals into myself as possible.
So safe for pregnancy, safe for breastfeeding,
all of it. It's safe for pregnancy, it's safe for breastfeeding, it's safe for postpartum. And apple cider vinegar is the best menstruum or liquid to extract minerals from nourishing herbs. So that's the base of it. And it's three of my favorite nourishing herbs that really help the body with pregnancy and postpartum. And then I'm also formulated during this pregnancy and still in the testing phase of figuring out which one is my favorite, but a mood support tincture.
Because I'm just going to be having your bottles lined up on my thing and just popping them all. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. So they're good for 9 months. So I'm going to write like the date that I got it right here.
Sure. Yeah, that's smart.
Thank you very much.
You can pop it in the fridge if you want it to last like a little bit longer.
And they can find you on Etsy?
Yeah, so I sell everything through Etsy. Tasha Rose Remedies is my shop name and my website and my Instagram. Everything's Tasha Rose Remedies.
We'll put it up on our Facebook, and when people are listening to this, we will
share your
socials.
Yes. And you've got two
new fans
and customers here.
Yeah.
But we're not letting you go yet. We're going to be right back with some shitty mommy. So hold on. Being a part-time stay-at-home mommy, I obviously want both of my kids and my dog to be healthy. I have finally found a reliable product that you know actually works and you're not wasting your money on an ineffective product. It is called Vetresyn. And it's an animal wellness brand, but they've just expanded its pet product line to include a new line of dog life stage supplements for puppies, adults, and seniors called All In.
A life stage dog supplement designed to be absorbed in your dog, not on your lawn. Vetresyn is offering our listeners 25% off all orders plus free shipping with promo code MAMA25. So just head to vetresyn.com/all-in.
The technology in All In was developed by a world-renowned scientist and is not found in any other pet supplements. It has 8 technology patents. Learn more about the technology behind All In and get 25% off plus free shipping on your order at vetresyn.com/all-in. That is vetresyn.com/all-in with code MAMA25.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, we are back with Shitty Mommy. I'm going to read a listener's one first, and then we'll throw it to you, okay?
Shitty Mommy!
So this is from Alicia. I never know which one is which. Okay. Last week, our neighbor pointed out a ground bee hole in the backyard. Like an idiot, I decided to mark it with a stick by putting the stick in the hole.
Oh.
Surprise, a bunch of bees came out like they were being risen by the Night King.
Oh, God.
I bolted out of the way while swatting bees off me to move my six-month-old son indoors.
Oh.
Meanwhile, my two-and-a-half-year-old son was playing in the backyard and ended up getting three bee stings while I was swatting them off of him. I deserve the three stings, not him. Horrible mommy moment. You poor
it's okay.
thing.
You did what
you
had
did
to do.
You did everything you had to do. Oh, I feel so bad.
Me too.
That was a bad one.
You are not a shitty mommy. Oh, I shouldn't have even read that. That was, I feel so bad that she thinks she's
Don't
a shitty
worry.
Mommy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
She was trying.
Yes.
Thanks, Travis.
Jenna, you're so good for those.
I'm so punny.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
I don't know.
Wasabi.
Oh! Me gusta. Okay.
Oh my God.
Dasha, how are you a shitty mommy?
So I've been really lucky with my two-year-old. She's been literally an angel until the last, like, 2 weeks.
No. Yeah, because tell everyone, you're pregnant. You're very pregnant.
I am very pregnant.
You guys, she's a month away from having another one.
What if you had, what if, you, oh no. What if someone had a baby in our, like, during our taping of our episode? That'd be so fun.
Be epic.
I know.
That would have to happen
Travis
really
like,
fast.
No. Our producer's like,
no, I don't wish that ever.
Oh my God.
So my daughter, like, she's great. I don't really have any complaints about her. She's a really well-tempered little human. But the last week or two, she really has started not to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple times I've lost it and yelled at her.
Yeah.
And then I feel so bad. And she still doesn't listen when I yell.
Yeah,
so,
of course not. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what to do. But I, and then we talk afterwards, and I'm, like, practically crying, and I'm like, I'm sorry I yelled at you. And she looks at me like she understands.
Yeah, but then she does it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it yesterday with my five-year-old. I picked him up from camp, and I took him to the bowling alley to play in the arcade. And he ran a couple of errands with me, got him a cookie at the dry cleaner. Came home, went in the pool with him, even though I didn't want to go swimming. And as soon as we got home and he's around his brother, he really starts to not listen. Then I still, even through all of it, I had to yell at him because I said, you don't listen when I speak nicely. You only listen when I yell. And I said, you're not going to the soccer game, because he was going to watch his two aunties play in this adult soccer league that they have. And he ended up going.
I was like, he went. I saw it on Instagram.
He went. And then when he got home and I put him to bed, I make him say his prayers, which is really just a reflection on his day. Like, I really want to get him in the habit of that. And he was like, well, today was a great day. Actually, not that great, because mommy yelled at me. And I was like, ugh! Like, that's all those things I did for you, and that's what you're taking away from it. But we all do it. It's so hard when they don't listen. It just, because you're sitting there being like, why can't you just listen?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I was 8 months pregnant the other day, literally chasing her up and down aisles in the grocery store.
Oh,
she
you
was
poor
like
thing.
Running away.
I would have
from
just
me.
Plopped her in there.
Well, yeah. It was the first time I had let her push a little kid's cart, and she was doing so good until the end, and then she got like all distracted.
Ooh. And then you're like leaving your cart,
like,
da, 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 da.
Yeah, like calling for help. Like, can someone get me a cart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going in the cart.
Thing. Yes. Yes. Well, you're not a shitty mommy. It's like literally my everyday.
You're a normal mommy.
What do you
mommy?
Do when they don't listen?
It just, you know what? She's probably sensing that a new baby's coming. It's not her. Yeah, there might be.
She's also two.
Yeah. You know what you could do? Our Jill Spivak would, yes, or Natasha.
Or Jill.
Natasha
yeah.
or Jill would say, write a book. Write a
10-page.
Jenna
loves talking about this.
Yeah, but it's true. It always works. Write a book. You don't have to be a good artist. You don't have to be a good writer. Literally.
She might still not listen, but she'll start understanding it.
Yeah, and she'll like, I know you're not listening. Is, you know, mommy gets frustrated. I don't mean to get frustrated, but, you know, I know there's a new baby coming. Could you be not listening because you're maybe scared that the new baby's coming? Let's talk about, you know.
Yeah.
It's just going to be your new normal for a minute.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We're in for
it.
Well,
thank you so much for being
here,
Tasha. And sharing
thank
all
so
your
much,
beautiful
you
knowledge
guys.
With us. We are so appreciative. Remember, Tasha Rose Remedies, the website, Instagram,
Etsy.
And on Etsy.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
leave you with a Mama Said. Remember, Mama said, there is nothing as powerful as a mother's love and nothing as healing as a child's soul, even when they don't listen.
So true.
True,
bye,
true.
Guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
We want to thank all our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are...
Mathnasium. Go to mathnasium.com/mama to learn more about their programs or just call 877-343-MATH.
Family Album. Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app in the App Store today.
Vetresen. Go to vetresen.com/all-in and use promo code MAMA25 to get 25% off your order and free shipping.
American Heart Association. Start making moves now at heart.org.
And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode.